Okay, today is Daf Yud. We're on Daf Tes Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom, third word where it says Michti. So let's see. Hi, Yilu Ratzon Imrei Fi. This pasuk, Yilu Ratzon Imrei Fi. Right, my words should be for Hashem. So Amri Imrei Fi, Masha Lebasov, Masha Meikara. You could say it at the beginning of someone else, you could say it at the end. So Debeina Lemeimar, either one. My timer Tiknu Rabbanu LaAchar Yudches Brachos. Why are we saying it at the end? Lemru Meikara. Why is it not the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei? So Amr of Yehuda, Breit of Shimon Pazi, Ho'avolo Amru David El La'achar Yudches Parshios. That's in Kapitel Yud Tes, Perik Yud Tes. So after 18 brachos, parallel to the 18 parshios of Tehillim, then you say this word, this pasuk, which is in Yud Tes. Lefikach Tiknu Rabbanon La'achar Yudches Brachos. That's how the Rabbanon say it after Yudches Brachos. Okay. So Gemara says, Hani Yudches. What are you talking about? Yud Tes happened. It's in Yud Tes. It's in Perik Yud Tes. The pasuk of Yilu Ratzon is in Perik Yud Tes. Okay, so how could the Gemara say it's after Yud Ches if it's really in Yud Tes? In other words, we thought it was in Yud Ches, and that's really in Yud Tes.
Because Yud Tes comes after Yud Ches. Right?
No, the point is that they're off by one. So Ashrei Ha'ish V'Lama Rag Shugayim Chada Parshahi. To hit Perek Aleph and Perek Beis is really one Perek. Really one Perek. We call today two Perekim. That's a mistake. Really it's one Perek. So if Aleph and Beis is one Perek, then Yilu Ratzon comes out in Perek Yud Ches and not in Perek Yud Tes. Okay? Some say that the Chachamim broke up Perek Aleph and Beis into Aleph and Beis after they created La Malshinim. We had a 19th bracha, so to make Yilu Ratzon be in Perek Yud Tes, they broke up Aleph and Beis into two prakim, so that Yilu Ratzon would be in Perek Yud Tes, because they have 19 brachas now. Okay. So, the Amr of Yehuda Breit Roshim Ben Pazi, Kuf Gimel Parshios Amr David, David said 103 parshios, V'lo Amr Haluka, Ad she'ra ma'palasan shal Rishayim. He never said the word Haluka until he saw the downfall of the enemy, of the Rishayim. Shenemar, itama chatar mina aretz Rishayim od enam barchinafshi es Hashem Haluka. That's barchinafshi. Hani kuf gimel, kuf dalet havin. That's number 104. That's parak 104. The end there is, elishma mina, it must be pshat. Ashri ha'ish v'lama rug shugayim chada parshihi. It must be one. That's why they're calling it in Kuf Gimel. Really, it's Kuf Dalet today. The Amr of Shmuel Bar Nachmini, Amr of Yochanan. Kol Parsha Shaisa Chaviva al David. Listen to this. Every Parsha that was Chaviv to David. Pasach Baba Ashrei, Vesayim Baba Ashrei. He started with an Ashrei, and he ended with the word Ashrei. Pasach Ba Ashrei, Dichziv, Ashrei Ish. That's the opening line of Tehillim. Vesayim Ba Ashrei, Dichziv, Ashrei Kol Chosi Boy, which is the end of base. So you really see it's one. It was really one. Right? Rashi says on top, Alma Chodahi, you see it's really one capital, right? The Ashrei Kachose Bo, Siyuma the Lugshu, the Lama Rugshu Goyim Hu. That's the end of Beis. Very good. So what did the Gemara say? Any Parsha, any capital that David Melech loved, he started with the word Ashrei, and he ended with the word Ashrei.
So who divided him into that?
What? As I said, the Chacham did it after they created La Malshinim. They made it into two because they wanted Yilu Ratzon to be in 19. In Yud Tes, in 19. Okay, who says that? The Marsha says that. So what does the Gemara say? Any capital that David loved, he started with Ashrei and he ended with Ashrei. You know how many of them there are in Tehillim? One. This is the only one. So any one that David loved, he started with Ashrei and ended with Ashrei. It's only one of them. What kind of statement is that? Tosfos asks that question. So Tosfos answers, it doesn't just mean anytime he started with the same word and ended with the same word. Whether it's Hallelujah, or Ashrei, or Mizra. Whenever he started with, and ended with the same word, that showed that David had a special affinity, a special chavivas to that capital, and that's what it means. One second, V'yeshlamer, lav dafka, pasach ba'ashrei, v'sayim ba'ashrei, ela chasima me'ein psicha. Kamo, tehila, shepasach b'tehila, v'sayim b'tehila, tilos Hashem, yidah berpi, v'chin harbe parshios, shematchilos b'haluka, u'mitsayim b'haluka. There are many of those, says Tosfos. The Sifzei Chacham said, I count 15. 15 in Tehillim, out of 150, it's 10%, that have this Milo. Okay.
So
Why does Ayin Beis said Ad Sof Kol Tfilos Tavi Ben
Yishmael? Wait, what?
Ayin Beis.
Oh, I don't know, because they're not in order. Yeah, I don't know. It's good. Well, we're going to ask a similar question soon. Similar kind of question soon. Okay, we'll get a similar question soon. By the way, the Zicham says, you ever heard this this memra? It's actually a gemara in Erevin. A person shouldn't say, Shmu azu no'eh, vizu eino no'eh. That's a good vart, that's not a good vart. But a person shouldn't say that. You shouldn't say that. I like that mitzvah. That mitzvah I don't like. You're not supposed to say that. Right? You're not supposed to say that. So isn't David saying that? The answer is no. He's not saying I don't like the other ones. That mitzvah, I love that mitzvah. Without knocking the other mitzvah. That you could say. I love that kapitel. That you could say. I love that. I love that tefillah. That you could say. As long as you don't, I don't like that one. The second half, don't say. That, right? Okay, fine. Hahu Beryune, there were these ruffians, the Havi Bishvibutse, the mayor, they live in the mayor's neighborhood. Havi come entirely to over, they're giving the mayor a very hard time. Havi kabai, Rameir, Rachme Alay, Kiheikh de Limisu. Rameir is diving, they should die. They should die. Now they're Jews. So Amrule, Brura, the Bitsu, Brura, his wife said, my daitcha, what's the matter with you? Mishum dechsiv, Yitamucha toim, meek, that the sins should end. Meek siv, chotim, the sinners? Should end? Should die? No. It says chatoim k'siv. The sins should die. Va'od shvil sefer tikra. Go look at the end of the pasuk. It says urishayim od einam, and there'll be no more wicked people. Given the yitam of chatoim, since there's no more sins, urishayim od einam. There'll be no more urishayim. Right? Ella. Right? Boy, rachim elayu delabitzu. The daven for them. The lahadji b'tshuva, and they should do tshuva. Urishayim od einam, and there'll be no more urishayim. He did that, he followed her advice, and he davened for them, they should do tshuva, and sure enough, they did tshuva. And he didn't know that without her. What's going on here? I don't know. What?
Guria was very learned.
Yeah, she was very learned, right, 100%. So her mayor didn't know the pshat without her? Okay. Amale hahu, what? Amale hahu tzeduki lebruya. A tzeduki bumped into tzeburya. It says, Rani akara. Running means to sing. Sing the barren woman, lo yalada. She's not giving birth. Mishum de lo yalada, Rani? Why, because he can't give birth, he sing? That doesn't make sense. Amra le, shatya, you fool. Shvil sefer tikra. Look at the end of the pasuk. Tetziv, it says, ki rabin b'nei shomema, b'nei bo'ala. Many b'nei shomema, like destructive people. People that are destroyed. Amar Hashem said, right? This is the times of the Geula, when there'll be a lot of people in Yerushalayim that'll be destroyed people, more than Edom, right? So, and then people will be happy. Elamai Akara lo yalada. What does that mean? That the Akara can't give birth. Rani Knesset Yisrael. The Jewish people will have so much joy and happiness. Leisha Akara, shelo yalda banim, legadim kevasaychu. Not to give birth to wicked people like you. Like Edom, like the Goyim, yeah. Amalehu Tzeduki Lebevo. Ksiv, it says, this is Paragimel of Tehillim. Mizmar to David, Baruch Abba Avshalom Beno. A Mizmar to David when he ran away from Avshalom. Uksiv, and it says in Nun Zayin, L'David Michtam, Baruch Abba Shal B'Ma'ara. Now, when he ran away from Shal, Hai Maisa Havi Beresha, which one was first? Michti, Maisa Shal Havi Beresha. Shal was first. Right? At least 30-something years before this happened. So, Lichto Beresha. Why is it a first? Why is it out of order like that? Why is Kapitel Gimel talking about something at the end of David's life, when his son rebelled against him, and Nun Zayin is Shal, which is much earlier in his life? That's your question. And not only that, the Riaf asks, Kapitel Kuf Mem Beit, which is almost at the end, says, Maskil David beyotz b'ma'ara tefila, and it was in the cave, which is a reference to Shaul. The reason why the Gemara doesn't ask that question, he explains, is because it doesn't say that it was from Shaul. We know it's Shaul, but it doesn't say it in black and white. Here it says it in black and white. I'm running away from Shaul. So if it's running away from Shaul, why is it so out of order? Amalei atun delo derishtun smuchin kashalichu. So he says back, you don't darshan smuchin, that's a kasha by you. But Anan, the Darshin and Smuchin, we Darshin Smuchin, lo kashalon, it's not a kasha. The Amar of Yochanan, Smuchim and Atar B'nayin, how do you know there's such a concept of Smuchim, that things are placed next to each other for reasons? Shenamar, it says, Smuchim la'ad la'olam osim be'emes v'yashar. Lama nisvacha parshas avshalom la'parshas gog u'magog, which is parak bees. So why is Gimel next to bees? Really, Gimel belongs at the end. Because if you're going chronologically, it's at the end of his life. What's it doing by bees? So, Shem Yomar Lecha Adam, Klum Yesh Evet Shemor Barabo. You ever have a servant that rebels against a master? Which is apparently what's going to happen in Gog and Magog's time. Afata Amalo, Klum Yesh Ben Shemor Ba'aviv. So, son of rebel against his father. Elo Havi, it happened. Hachanami Havi, it'll happen also. And Gog and Magog will happen also. That's why they're next to each other. To teach you a different vart. So, it's not a chronological at all. Amar B'Yochanan Mishnah Mishur Ben Yechai. My Dechziv, what does it mean? Piha Pascha B'Chachma. This is a Pascha in Eishet Chayel. V'Torah Chesed Al Lashona. Right? Piha Pascha, open up the mouth in Chachma, and the Torah of Chesed on its tongue. This can't refer to the Torah. Because you can't say, here, Keneged Mi Amar Shalom Mikvazeh. Who said this Pasuk? What's this Pasuk talking about? Right? Lashona can't be talking about Torah, because you just said, V'Torah's Chesed al Torah? That doesn't make any sense. So what does it mean, al Shona? Lo Amru Ela Keneged David, Aviv. This is a reference to David. Shadar B'Chamisha Olamim. He lived in five worlds. And Rashi in Tehillim says, every person lives in five worlds. Not just David, everybody. What is it? Amar Shira. And it was a Shira, and David said Shira on every one of the five worlds. That's what it means. The Torah Chesed al Lashona on David HaMelech, who said Shira on five worlds. What are the five worlds? Well, Darbe Me'imo, when you're still in your mother's womb, that's one world, right? Amar Shira, Shenemar, Barchi Nafshi Es Hashem, V'chol Kravai, Es Shem Kacho. V'chol Kravai, all my innards. It's a reference to the womb where you can't even speak. How is he praising Hashem? His innards are doing it. Because he can't speak when you're in the womb, right? Two, Yotze la'avra olam, you're born, v'nestakel b'kochavim mazalos, and you look up and you see the constellations, what an unbelievable world. V'amar shira, you say shira. Shenemar baruchu Hashem, malachav, kibore koach, osi devaro, l'shura b'kol, devaro, baruchu Hashem, kol tziva kov. Right? And even though you can't speak when you're born, it means this is what you would say later on. This is what somebody would say. Number three, Yoneg Mishteimo, when somebody nurses, V'nestakel B'dadeh, he looks at his mother's breast, Amar Shira, Shenemar, Barchinav Shes Hashem, Valtishkechi, Kol Gemulav. My Kol Gemulav, what goodness? Every species has that you nurse from the mother. So what's Kol Gemulav, all the good things? Amar Bavo, well, human beings are different than every other animal. Sh'asol Adad Demakom Bina, the every other animal, The place where you nurse is the same under the body, right, where they go to the bathroom. By human beings, it's by the heart, right? Time of my, why is that? Amar of Yehuda, Kadesh lo yistakel mokom erva. You're going to look at the place where you go to the bathroom, everybody wants to look at that. Rav Masna Amar, Kadesh lo yinok mokom atinofes. Again, a dirty place. They're looking at the heart. Have you thought about that for a minute? Number four, Rav Mapalasan Shal Rishayim, he saw the downfall of the wicked. Vamar Shira, Shinamar Yitama Chatar Min Aretz Rishayim, Oreina Baruch Inafshi Es Hashem. Haluka. Five, Nistakal B'yam HaMisa, he looked at the day of death. It's not really five worlds, it's really five stages of life. Vamar Shira, Shinamar, Baruch Inafshi Es Hashem, Hashem Elokai, Gadalta Ma'od, Hod V'Hadar, Levushta. What kind of Shira about Yom HaMisa? What kind of Shira is that? Saying Shira about Yom HaMisa? Right? So you have to give some answer that, you know, for tzaddikim, it's not a bad thing. Right? It's hard. What shir exactly are you saying that you're dying on Yom HaMisa? Okay. My mashmat al Yom HaMisa, how you know it's by Yom HaMisa? Omer Rabba Bar Bar Shila, Misefer Dinyana. Because it says, Dechsev, Taster Ponecha Yivahalun, Tosif Rucham Yigvaun. Which is talking about the day that you go away. Rashim Bar Ukva, Amrila Mar Ukva, Havishchir Kebe. Let's say my rukva. Either it's Rav Shira bar Rukva or my rukva was by Rav Shira ben Pazi. By Masader Agadata Kamei to Rav Shira ben Levi, and they were learning the Agadata in front of Rav Shira ben Levi. So Amar Lei. So who exactly said to who? So It's a machlokas who this means. Let's say either Rav Shimi bar Ukva or Mar Ukva said to Rav Shimi ben Pazi, right? My dichtiv, Baruchi nafshi es Hashem, v'chol kravai Hashem kodcho. What does that mean? I'm going to sing to Hashem, Baruchi nafshi, my soul blesses Hashem, and all my innards, the name of Hashem. So Amalei, Baruch shloki minas HaKadosh Baruch, minas basav adam. Minas basav adam, tzor tzura agabe kosel. A person makes a picture on a wall, v'niyachol ha'atel ba ruach u'neshama, kravim u'bnei me'ayim. He can't give it any life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Enokim, Tzor Tzura B'soch Tzura, he makes a Tzura inside a Tzura. Well, again, what exactly does that mean? What do you mean it's Tzura inside a Tzura? U'matel ba'ruach neshama, k'rabayim, u'bnei me'ayim, right? And he created a whole life. V'an adam richana, en kodesh k'ashem, there's no one like Hashem, no one holy like Hashem. V'en ki ain't biltecha, nobody like him. V'en tzor ke'elokenu, there's no rock like Hashem. My ain't tzor ke'elokenu, ain't tzayur ke'kodesh baruch hu. Ain't tzayur ke'elokenu. There's no artist like Hashem. My ki ain't biltecha, nobody like him. Amar b'yudah bar masnaya, mansiya, al tikri ki ain't biltecha, ele ain't labalosecha. There's no wearing away. Hashem doesn't wear out. Like everything else in the world wears away. Nothing lasts forever except for Hashem. Shalom ki minas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, minas basav adam. Minas basav adam, ma'isi yadav mevalon oso. A person makes a chair, good chance, the chair is going to outlast him. He'll live 120 years. Chair can last more than that. You go to the museum, there's a chance that 500 years old. Nobody's 500 years old. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevalon ma'isa. But Hashem outlasts whatever he creates. Right? Amalei, ana hachi kamin alach. That's not what I wanted to know. Okay, it's all nice Torah. That's not what I asked him. My question was, Hani, chamisha baruchi nafshi kineged mi Amar David. Why are there five baruchi nafshis? Now, we've said already why. Right, for the five stages of life. Now, he has a different part. Lo amor al kineged HaKadosh Baruch Hu kineged neshama. It's corresponding to Hashem and the neshama, which is a part. Our neshama is a chelek elokam mal. It's part of Hashem. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, number one. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, malei kol ha'olam, af neshama, malei kol ha'guf. Just like Hashem fills up the whole world, so too your neshama fills up the entire guf. That's why it says, Baruch Hinafshi Yis Hashem, V'chol Kravai, Eshem Kacho. Number two, Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu Ro'a V'eino Nireh, just like Hashem could see, but you can't see him. Af Neshama, so to the Neshama, Ro'a V'eino Nireh. It could see, but you can't see it. Three, Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu Zonas Ha'olam Kulo, just like Hashem sustains the whole world, Af Neshama, Zona Es Kol HaGuf. So too, the neshama sustains the whole body. Number four, Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu Tahar, just like the Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu is pure, Af Neshama Tahora, so too the neshama is pure. And number five, Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev B'chedri Chadarim, just like Hashem lives in the back room, hidden rooms, Af Neshama Yoshevis B'chedri Chadarim. So too the neshama lives in the back rooms. I'm not 100% sure what that means. Yavo Mi Shiyesh B'chamish Adoram Halalu. Let the one that has these five traits, the neshama, the shabeach and praise, l'mishyesh b'chamishim d'ram halalu, that has these five traits also. Okay. Next, Amar from Nuna, my dechiv, what does it mean? Mika chacham, who's like the wise man? Umi yodeya pesha davar, and who knows how to explain things? Mika kadosh baruch hu shodeya lasos pshara bein shnei tzadikim. Who knows how to make pshara between two tzadikim? Bein chizkia liyishaya. Between Chizkiah and Yeshaya. What does that mean? Chizkiah Amar Leisa Yeshaya Gaboy. Chizkiah got sick. So Chizkiah said, or it was supposed to have a meeting, whatever. And Chizkiah,
That's it.
He got sick. So Chizkiah says, Yeshaya should come visit me. Right? The Ashikhan Beliyahu, the Asla Gabi Achav. Because just like Eliyahu, the Navi, went to visit the King Achav, you should visit me. Shinemar Eliyahu, Lewis, the Achav, fine. Yeah.
I think before he got sick, they were supposed to meet because Yeshaya is supposed to give Musar to Chizkiah that he ever had children.
We're going to get to that. Yes, I'm not sure he's sick here. But the Marsha...
Hashem made him sick so they could meet.
The Marsha asks, the Malor Rome asks, it doesn't make sense. Chizkiah said, let Yeshaya, just like Eliyahu visited Achav, Yeshaya should come visit me. But if you look at the Pasuk over there, Malachim Aleph, it says, Vadabar Hashem Haya El Eliyahu, Lech Go Hare El Achav. Go visit Achav. So it's a tzivui from Hashem. So what kind of thing is that? Well, just like Eliyahu visit Achav, he should come visit me. And the Malor Rome answers, Tzarechiyun. I don't have an answer. Anyway, Yeshaya Omar, why is he Chizki a Gaboy? Yeshaya said, Chizki should visit me. The Ashkechon, Yehoram ben Achav, the Ashkechon ben Elisha. Like Yehoram, the king went to visit the Navi. So why should I go to him? He should come to me. So, Ma'os HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they're never going to meet each other, it could be an impasse. What does Hashem do? Hevi Yisur Mal Chizki, maybe Chizki get sick. For Omar Lo, Yehoshua, go visit him. Now you can visit him, now he's sick. So now it's not a slap of your COVID, now you can go visit him. So now we're like it says, Beyond the Haim, Chala Chizki Olamus, Chizki was on his deathbed, for Yavo, Elov Yishai Ben Amot, Hanovi, for Yomer Elov, Koma Hashem, Tzav Levecha, go, you know, go get your affairs in order. Kimeitata, because you're going to die. For Lo Tichya, and you're not going to live. Like a double Lashon. My Kimeitata, for Lo Tichya, by double Lashon, Meitata, Ba'olam Azeh. You're going to die in this world, and you're not even going to have Olam Haba. Why am I getting all this punishment? Because you're not having any children. Yechizki was a bachelor. Didn't want to have children, didn't want to get married. So, how does that answer the question? How is not having children, you don't lose your Olam Haba for not having children? He told him, you're not going to have Olam Haba, you're going to die, and you're not going to have Olam Haba, because you're not having children. You're not chayim for not having children. What's going on here? And certainly not Olam Haba. Why is he being so harsh? So the question is better than the answer.
Nobody will say Kaddish for you. Nobody will lose.
That's lose Olam Haba, right? So the truth is.
That's here because he did on purpose because he
didn't try to get children.
So you get Misa for that?
No, because the Shoyin Ruach HaKodesh was going to have a wicked son, he decided he's not having.
That's not we didn't get to that. We didn't tell him yet. He said, you were not Osik in Puruvu. Oh. So therefore I'm Chayim Misa, and I lose on my Elam Haba also. So the truth is that who is this? The Marsha basically gives Josh's answer. The Marsha says that it says in Bava Basra that David, the leftover children, it's called Shechiva, resting. Yoav, that didn't leave over children, is called Misa, death. Like, there's no legacy. Right. And since he's going to die without children, a bachelor, mamash, no, what Olam Haba you have? Who's going to take over your legacy? That's one answer. The Avos Eisen says, that the Rambam says, if you're Shofech Damim, you lose your Olam Haba. You're a murderer, you lose Olam Haba. And the other Gemara says, in Bereishis Rabbah, the measure says, Kal She'ena Osek Pru Revu, Ki'ilu Shofech Damim. So the answer is yes, it's so terrible not having children, not even trying at least, that it's as if you lose your Olam Haba. Okay. Amalei, Mishum Dechazili, so he answered him back, Mishum Dechazili Baruch HaKodesh, because I saw Ruach HaKodesh, Yechizki is talking. You know why I didn't get married? You know why I'm a bachelor? I would like to get married, why not? Because I saw Ruach HaKodesh, Denafki Minei Binin, Dolomayli, because I saw I'm going to have children, that's not worth it. Not worth it. Bad children, so I didn't want to do it. So Amalei, Bahadi Kivshi Derachman Olamalach. What are you busy with Hashem's domain? My Demafakta Ibailach. What you command to do, you do. Let Hashem do his job. You do your job, let Hashem do his job. Right? Okay. What? Yeah. And the Yaris Devash, which is the Rebbeinu Sanhedrin, says they could do tshuva. What, it's so written in stone that they're going to be wicked? They could do tshuva. What are you doing? Not having children for that reason? So Amalei hash to havli bratach. So give me your daughter. Says Chizkiyah to Yeshayahu. Let me marry your daughter. Efsher maybe the garma zechusa the div didach v'naf giminai b'nin demalu. Maybe we'll be zoche to have children that are not going to be Rishayim. We can somehow get out of this.
The interesting question is whether you could change something you saw with Ruach HaKodesh.
It's a very good question. So the Sitzin Chum says, listen, the Gzera was on Chizkiyah. It wasn't on Yeshaya. So Yeshaya used to have wicked grandchildren. No Gzera on him. So somehow Hashem will have to figure out how to make this Gzera work. Somehow there'll be a Zechus and it won't happen. That's one shot. The Ein Yaakov says that B'nei Bonim Harayim Kibonim. So maybe the grandchildren will be okay, right? And it actually was Mekuyim, because Yeshayahu HaMelech was a tzaddik. That's another pshat. Also, the Sitzin Chacham says that there's a Gemara that says, B'ni, Chayi, Umezoni, which are the big three. Children, health, and parnasa, is lo b'zechus tal yamilsa. Nothing to do with your zechusim. It's a mazel. Mazel, whatever that means, right? So they explain, that only means if you're going to have children or not. Not how they're going to turn out. That's not up to mazel, how they're going to turn out. Yeah.
That's has to do with mazel. It's how you're born. It's who you're born underneath.
Exactly. I'm not giving you my daughter. The gzera is already sealed. I'm not going to have, I don't want wicked grandchildren. So Amalei, what do you mean? Ben Amotz. He calls Ishaya Ben Amotz. Like when you call somebody by the, it's like an insult. Take in the voice and get out of here. Right? Avi. Avi, I have a tradition from my grandfathers. Afilu cherev chad munachas al tzavaro shel adam. Even if a sword, sharp sword, is hanging over your neck, al yimna atzamin ha rachamim. Don't despair from some kind of rachamim and some kind of Yeshua. Itmar nami, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Amri, Tarvayu. Achilu cherev chad munachas al tzavaro. Even if a sword around your neck, al yimna. Right? I am going to be saved from death. Now, the Gemara ends here. In the Masifta, it doesn't end. I'm not sure what's going on here, but I'll read the rest of the Gemara. Lesov Yovle Brate. At the end, it's not in the article. At the end, he gave his daughter. Nothing made Menashe for Rav Sheka. And who was born? Menashe, who was a king, and Rav Sheka, his brother. The brother no one ever talked about. Right? So, Yom Echad, the one day, Rachvinhu Akaspe, what? Rachvinhu Akaspe Lamtui Lebe Medrasha. Chizkiyah was carrying his two sons on his shoulders to bring them to the yeshiva. Like you know, like a father's carrying his two kids to bring them on the yeshiva on his shoulders. One of them said, Chazi Reisha Da'aba Lamtuyebe Galdoi. Look at dad's head. He's getting bald. He's starting to get bald. Right? Not getting bald. That his head looks like little fish, which are called Galdoi. Right? V'chad Amar, one said, Chazi Reisha Da'aba, look at our father's head, Lakruve Alei Le'Avodah Zarah. He's taking us to Avodah Zarah. Chadzdinu ba'ara, so he put them on the ground. He took them off his shoulders, and Menashe lived. Rav Sheka missed. Rav Sheka died. Karyan Afshe, so he called about himself. V'koli kolim royim. That I'm all full of bad. Okay, I don't know what that story means. I don't know why it's not in the Gemara in the rest of the Gemara. Right? Regular Gemara. I don't know why they took it out. Okay. Anyway, what? Amr of Chanan, Afilu Baal Chalomos, Omol Ola Adam, Lamachahu Meis. Even if the dream teller, the dream interpreter, says he's going to die tomorrow, Al Yimna Atzim in Arachanim, don't stop davening, Shenemar, Kibarov, Chalomos, Vehevalim, Udvarim, Harbe, Keselokim, Yorei. Don't worry about anything else, just have fear in Hashem. Miyad, Vayisef Chizkiyo, Panov El Akir, he turned to the wall, Vayispal El Hashem, and he davened to Hashem. My Kir, what do you mean the wall? Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Mikiros Libo, from the depths of his heart, Shinemar, Mei Ochila Kiros Libi. I mean the depths of my heart. Rav Levi Amar Al Iske Kir. No. He about the wall. Amar he said, Lefana, Rimon Shalom, Ma Goremes Ma Shunamis, the Shunamis woman, Shelo Oshza Ela Kir Achas Kitana. All she did was make a little room for Elisha to live in her house. Like a little room in the attic. I'll say exactly what he did. All she did was make a little room for Elisha. And Hechia Ezbana, and she was over at the Tchias Amesim, her son died, they revived him. So Avi Abba, my grandfather Shlomo, Shechipa is Hahechel Kula, Bekesev Ubezov. He didn't just make a little wall. He built a whole Beis HaMikdash for you. Alachas Kama V'Kama. Can I certainly get a Kapara? Zohar Na, remember, Es Asher Es Halachti Lefanecha Be'emes Ubelev Sholem, Vato Be'necho Asisi. Right? My Vato Be'necho Asisi. All the good I did, Chizkiah is talking. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Shesomech Gula L'Tfila. That he was Somech Gula L'Tfila. Rav Levi Amar, Shagonaz Sefer Refuos. He hid the Sefer Refuos. What's that? What's the Sefer Refuos? So the Rambam, the rationalist, says the Sefer Refuos was a book that had all different all different constellations in there. And when you would take certain medicines certain times of the year, you would get healed. Okay, it was like a medicine book. That's the Rambam. Everyone else says wild things. The Ratash Beit says it was
written by one of the children of Noach in the Teva by a Malach. Right, that's the one says. The Midrashim says it was written by the Malach Rafael after the Mabel. The Yalka Ruveni says it was written by Adam Arishon in Gan Eden, written by also by a Malach. And the Rashba says that Shlomo Melech wrote it. Either way, it was some book, and nobody was davening, because this book was the cure-all for everything. So who needed to daven? No one davened. So Chizkiah said, I'm getting rid of that. I'm getting rid of this book, because no one's davening to Hashem. Everyone should look at the book. That's number one. Tanur Rabbanan. Shishin Devarim Asur Chizkiah HaMelech. Chizkiah did three things. Al Gimel Hodolo. Three things they said good. Al Gimel Hodolo. Three things they weren't happy with. Al Gimel Hodolo. And the three things they were happy with. Gona Zever Refuos. Hodolo. He hit it. Kichash Nechash Nechoshes. He ground up the snake that Moshe Rabbeinu made in the Midbar. He ground it up. Fahodulo. They were happy with that. Right? Why did he grind it up?
Because
they were making it into Avodah Zarah. So I need the Chacham to tell me that he did a good thing. Like, what was the Havmi not to break? What was the Havmi not to destroy it? They're worshipping Avodah Zarah.
Maybe it's telling you that this is what he did.
Backwards. And they gave a stamp of approval. Like what? They wouldn't give a stamp of approval? Why not? So the only thing you could come up with is maybe they shouldn't destroy it because Moshe Rabbeinu made it. It's like a Jewish heirloom. What, so anything from Moshe Rabbeinu? This from Moshe Rabbeinu Mamash means they made it in his own two hands. I should destroy that? Yes, I gotta destroy it. It's worth destroying it if people keep worshiping Avodah Zarah. It's Moshe Rabbeinu's handiwork, so what? That's the only thing I could think of. Number three. He dragged the bones of his father around in a bed of ropes. Hodulo, he did it because he wanted his father to get a little bit of a kapara. So his father died, and before the funeral, he dragged his bones in the streets to be mevaza him. At least he'll get a little bit of kapara having a bizui. That was actually a good move. Valgimelo hodulo, sasam megichon. He cut off the water supply. He didn't have enough faith in Hashem. He's cutting off the water supply to try to starve out the Assyrians. Then what happened with that? He cut off the doors of the Hegel. Some say either he shortened them. Some say he cut them off totally. They were made out of gold. Vishigrim Melech Asher. He sent them to Melech Asher as a gift. That's what he's doing. They weren't happy with that. And number three, Avar Nisan Benisan Velo Hodolo. What he did was he made a second Adar. It was already Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Not allowed to do that. During Adar, you could do it. Can't do it in Nisan. He did it in Nisan. They were upset about that. Didn't Chizkiah know you can't do that? You can only, once Nisan comes, you can't make it Adar now. You can't make it Adar Beis. How can he do that? So the answer is, Elotar ben Shmuel. He made a mistake in Shmuel's Vart. You can't make, so we said, during Adar, you can make it a second Adar. But not on the 30th day of Adar. Because the 30th day could be Rosh Chodesh. So even this year, it's not Rosh Chodesh, but it could be Rosh Chodesh, even then you can't do it. And Hoel V'Roy L'Gvul Nisan. It could be Rosh Chodesh. So Savar, Hoel V'Roy L'Omrinan. So Chizkiah thought, we don't say that. Today's the 30th of Adar. It's not Rosh Chodesh. Tomorrow is going to be Rosh Chodesh. So today I can still make it, I can still make Adar Beis. And he can't do that. And that was his mistake. Fine. Amar B'Yochanan Shem Rabbi Yossi Ben Zimra. Kol Tol B'Zchus Atmo. If you go to Hashem with your own Zechusim, Tol in Lo B'Zchus Acherim. He'll mention other Zechusim. And the whole tol b'schus acherim, tol lo b'schus atzmo. If you come with other zechusim of other people, Hashem will hang it on your own zechusim. What does that mean? He'll explain what that means. Moshe tol lo b'schus acherim. When Moshe was davening for the Hashem, what did he say? Shenemar, it says, Sechar l'Avram, l'Yitzchak, l'Yisrael, l'Avdecha. Forget about me. Look at the avos. He's doing zechus acherim. He's trying to get Hashem to do something with zechus acherim. Tol lo b'schus atzmo. Hashem says, you're mentioning other people? What about yourself? Shenema, like it says, V'yomer l'hashmidim, lule Moshe ter b'chiro, unprepared to the fun of Hashem chamosu mahashkes. If not for Moshe, I would have destroyed those people. Hashem didn't say, if not for Avraham and Yaakov. He blamed it. He gave credit to Moshe. Moshe gave credit to the others. He gave credit to Moshe. Chizkiah, tol b'schus atzmo. Chizkiah, listen to this. Zachar no es Hashem shalach to the fun of Hashem. Look how good I am. That's what Chizkiah said. Look how good I am. Tol lo b'schus acherim. Shneamar, v'ganosi esoir hazos lo shia lamani laman David avdi. Yeah, I'll save you because of David's sake. Not you're telling me how good you are. I'll save you for David's sake, not for your sake, because you. Okay. I don't do Reshu ben Levi. Don't Reshu ben Levi. My decisive. Hine l'shalom marli mar. that's bitter. Afilu b'shash shigalo kadosh baruch shalom marhulo. It was bitter to him because he gave the zechus in the name of other people, not in the name of himself. Nathana aliyath kir katana. So he said that the Isha Shunamis made a little bit of a wall, some kind of a reno in her house, so Elisha could live there. What exactly did she do? Rav Shmuel, it's a machlokas. Chad amar aliyah perua haisa vikirua. She had a little bit of an attic, an upper floor, but it wasn't covered. The roof wasn't covered. So she covered it, gave him a little bit of an attic. V'chad amar achsadja gedola haisa. There was like some portico or something. V'chaluk l'shnayim. She cut it in half and she gave him half. So Mishnah l'manda amar achsadja haisa hainu d'chsiv kir. So if you tell me it was a portico, that makes sense why it was a wall. She built a wall to a partition. Elanda amar aliyah, but if it was just an attic, my kir. An attic is not a wall. So we said, shekarua, because she covered it with a ceiling. Bishalamanda amar aliyah, hand it said aliyah. By aliyah, so it was up there, up in the second floor. Elanda amar chadja, my aliyah, what's the aliyah? The answer is mu'ula shevabatam. She had the best house in the neighborhood, the nicest house. V'nasim lo sham mita v'shulchan v'kisei u'menorah. And she put up there a table, a chair, a bed, a menorah, right? Amar abaya, v'tamer v'yitzchak, harot elahanos, yanak elisha. If you want to do that, like live in someone else's house or partake of someone else's chesed, you could do that. V'she'en harot elahanos, ayanak ishmuel, haramasi. And if you don't want to, you could be like Shmuel. Shmuel used to go to town to give mussar, he'd bring his own tent with him. He didn't want to live by anyone. He didn't want to be matriarch anyway. He didn't want to do that. Shinamar v'teshuvaso haramasa kisham beso. He went back to Ramas. Rama, that's where his house was. Rama b'yochanan kol makum shalach sham beso ima. Wherever he was, his house was with him. Why? Because he had a traveling tent. He wouldn't want to borrow there anybody else. So either one's good. V'tomer el isha hinino yedati ki isha elokim kadosh hu. The wife said to her husband, there's a holy man living by us. Holy man. Women know their guests better than men, better than the husband. Isha, where am I? How did she know? She never saw a fly by him, by his meal. No flies. Like the Beis HaMikdash. No flies. This is difficult. Because every time she did the laundry, she never saw any carry on the sheets. So she knew he must be a big tzaddik. Kadosh, who? It's Kadosh. Amar Biosi Rechanina. Who Kadosh? Who Masharis was in a Kadosh. But his Masharis was Gechazi. He was not such a Kadosh. Shanamar, like it says, V'yigash Gechazi Lahadfa. Gechazi went to push her. Amar Biosi Rechanina. She Echza Bahadiafa. He pushed her by her breasts. That's not a Kadosh. That doesn't do that. He groped her. It wasn't a Kadosh. Okay. What was Elisha doing with a Talmud like that? That's a question. I don't know. Over Alenu Tamid, Amar Rabbi Yosi Berchanina, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Kol Yaakov, Kol Ma'ariach Tamachacham B'soch Beso. If you host a Tamachacham in your house, U'mahaneu, Menachasav, and you give him, let him use your stuff, Ma'ala Lavakasav Kilo Makav Tamid. It's like as if your barmash brought a carbon. Vamar Rav Yosi Berbi Chanina, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov, Al Yamor Ado Makom Gavoa V'Yispalo. You shouldn't stand on a high place in Davin. Ella Makom Namuch V'Yispalo, a low place. Shinamar, like it says, from the depths I call out to you, which is why in Europe, all the shuls, the Baal Tefillah daven like a few steps down. Right? Tanya Nami Hachi, listen to this Gemara. Lo yamar adam lo agave kisei, not on a chair. Lo agave shafshaf, not on a different kind of chair. Lo makam gavoa, and not on a high place, via spal and daven. So why do you have to give three examples of a high, not a chair, not a bench, and not a high place? Why do you have to give so many examples? Just say, not on a high place. Obviously, the chair is not a high chair. It's a low chair. Even if it's 1 inch off the ground, don't stand on that. Very interesting. Why not? Ella, makom namach v'yispal. L'fisha ein gavoas l'fisha makom. Hashem doesn't care how tall you are. Ah, I'm going to be higher than everyone else. I'm going to bring come with a big step stool. No. Shenemar mimakim karsicha Hashem uksiv, and it says tefil la'ani ki yatov. What does the word yatov mean? What does the word yatov mean? I meant to look it up. To wrap? Okay. It's wrapped? Okay. Okay. Good. Go ahead. So, Amar Biosi Rechanina, Mishum Rabbi Ben Yaakov, Hamispalo, Tzarek Shiachavin is Raglov. You have to have your feet together. Shenamar, for Ragleim, Regel, Yeshara. Why you have to have your feet together? Why? Because your feet take you where you want to go, and they take you away from where you don't want to be. Right? So, there's a little bit of a tzad to say that my feet is what guides me. So no. When you daven, your feet are not moving. Only Hashem guides you. That's one shot. Second shot is because you're like a malach. A malachim don't have any feet, but they have one foot only, whatever that means. You're like a malach, you sit, you stand straight. V'amar of Yitzchak, Amar of Yochanan, Amar of Yossi, Ar Chanina, Shomer Bolsa of Yaakov, Ma'i Dechsev L'Sochel Al Adam. What does it mean, L'Sochel Al Adam? Don't eat blood? What's L'Sochel on the blood? L'Sochel Kodem Shiyispal Al Dimchem. You can't eat before you daven for your life, for your blood. Which is why people shouldn't eat before davening. What about coffee? Coffee, you're allowed to. But wait, wait 1 second. So there's a halacha like this. You shouldn't eat before davening. It's based on a pasuk. And the post can point out, it doesn't apply to drinking. Right? And Mr. Brewer there has a whole discussion about sugar. Like such a big hack about the sugar. Most posts can say today you can have sugar. Because it's just part of the drink. It wasn't like some specialty. Maybe back then it was. The Mishnah Brewer says you put the sugar in your mouth before the coffee. There's a whole long Mishnah Brewer there. How you drink milk, sugar, and can you put milk in it? All these hashalas. None of these hashalas today.
Because we're weak.
Right. Same thing with tea also. It's not just coffee. They want to tea, water also you're allowed to drink. If you eat and drink and then you daven, the pasuk says, v'osi hashlachta achrei gavecha. Like if you're busy with yourself, achrei gavecha. Gavecha means your guf. Al tuka gavecha el gayecha. Amar kadosh baruch hu l'achash in his goya zeh kibul of malchus shemayim. Well, first you fatten up, and then you go daven. That's not the way to do it. So why do you need two psukim? So the answer is, what about mincha? Can you eat before mincha? Right. So l'socha al dam only really applies to shachris. But before you ask for the day, what about before mincha? So according to the second pasuk, it's not appropriate. If it's mincha time, you shouldn't eat before mincha because, same thing. You don't eat before you daven. First you daven, then you go eat. Again, it doesn't apply if you have a set time. I'm davening at 7 o'clock, so I can eat at 6:20, you know? Okay. Yeah. 1 second. What else does it say over here? Yeah. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Ad Gimel Shos. Rabbi Yeshua said you could say Shema until the third hour of the day. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halacha Kerbi Yeshua. We pass them like that. Next, Hakori Mikan VeElech Lo Hifsid. If you daven longer than that, after that, you don't lose anything. What do you lose? He's saying Shema. He's saying words of Torah. You don't lose anything. Amar Yehuda Amar Rukva Omavad Shlo Yomer Yotzeor. You can't say Yotzeor anymore. That you can't say. You can't say the Bruch is Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema. You can say. You don't lose that. Meishvei. There's a brisa that says, 1 second, Hakor Mikan Ve'elech, Lo Hifsid. The brisa says, if you read after this man, you don't lose anything, right? Ka'adam HaShikor Batorah. Kor Batorah. It's like you're reading Tzukim of the Torah. Why not? Nothing wrong with that. Avo Mavarachu Shtayim Lefaneh, B'achas L'achareha. And you can even say the Brachas Kriyashma. So Tiyufta, Derev Chisa, Tiyufta, he said you can't say Brachas Ar. Not true. So Amar, Ikat Amri, Amar Chisa, Amar Rukfas, we'll change it now. Milo Hifsid, Shelo Hifsid, brachos. You shouldn't lose out the brachos. Why? The brachos are not necessarily on Shema. The brachos have nothing to do with Shema. The first brachos is on the sun, and the second brachos is on the Torah. Nothing to do with Shema. We're koveya to say them before Kriya Shema. Why? Not sure why. You have to go, well, why exactly are they there? But whatever they're there, right, the first bracha, Yotzer, which is, by the way, is the longest bracha you ever say in your life. Mm-hmm. The longest bracha. So long, it's 2 pages. One bracha is 2 pages long, right? That bracha has nothing to do with Shema, so why lose that bracha? So you changed it. No, don't lose the bracha. You can say the bracha, right? Tanya Nami Hachi, Hakori, Mikan Ve'elech, Lo Hifsid. If you read after that, no loss. Ka'adam Shekor Batorah. It's like someone read the Torah. Avo Mavarech Hushayim Lefanea, V'achat L'acharea. It's no different. And you also say the bracha is 2 before, 1 after. How far? Now, if you're sick, and 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you didn't daven a word yet. You were sick. Your mamash couldn't daven. Now you can daven. What do you do now? Say Shema. Why? Lo hissed. Can you say the brachas of Shema also? That's very machlokas. Some say after chatzos you can't say it, which I think is how we paskin, right? After chatzos. Some say after the fourth hour, right? In other words, it's still tied to tefillah. So whenever you can daven, you can say them. Whenever you can't daven, you can't say them. Amr of Mani, Godal Akori Kriyashma Ba'onosa, Yosik Me'osik Batorah. Saying Kriyashma in its proper time is better than learning. Why? Because we said, after the time of Shema, you don't lose out. It's no worse than learning. So, mechlal, the korba onasa adif. So, if you say it at the right time, it's better. Right? It's better. Because afterwards, it's no worse. Okay, at least you're learning. Which is mashma, that when I'm saying it at the right time, it's better than learning. Right? Does that make sense?
No.
Says Tosva, it doesn't make any sense. Tema. Afilu tfila nami. Da'amrina berakama de Shabbos. We stop to learn. So we always have to stop learning to daven. So what do you mean? Learning is Shema is better than learning because I'm saying Shema, and after that it's just learning. But you always have to stop to learn to daven. You can't just learn through daven. I don't do that.
The answer is you're doing both.
What? No. Here's what it means. Shelo b'shas kriya Shema. Right. Of course, we're not talking about someone who's learning. Okay, we got to stop davening. We got to stop the davening. You can't learn all day. You have to daven, right? We're talking about other learning. Kriya Shema is better than that. Of course, you have to stop learning. Of course, you have to stop learning to go daven. No question about that. All right. So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow.
So we stop learning now to go daven.
Everybody have a very good day.